Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We are in hour two of our Friday show. We're so close to the weekend. And as we wrap up the last hour, kind of recapping a lot of things that happened in Wisconsin politics this year, or this the past week, one of the things I think that comes up a lot is XYZ is on the ballot this fall. Obviously, we're voting for candidates, but a lot of issues. I think the one you hear a lot is abortion. We talk about inflation. We talk about the economy. But one thing that feels increasingly like it is also on the ballot is the advancement of, but also the protection of, LGBTQ rights, both at the federal level, but as we see more and more attacks of happening in different communities in Wisconsin, also at the state level. So to talk about the work happening in Wisconsin on LGBTQ rights, we have the state director of the Human Rights Campaign, Wendy Stroud. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
So I know we've had Eliza Cusson on before, and she does more of the digital stuff. But for a reminder for anyone who didn't hear that episode and is not familiar with the Human Rights Campaign, what kind of work do you guys do?
So the Human Rights Campaign is the largest LGBTQ plus civil rights organization in the country. And our organization is committed to furthering equality for all LGBTQ plus people. So there's a lot of stuff we do with schools. There's things that we do with like HBCUs and AIDS prevention. We're involved with the monkeypox conversation. But my team on the ground, we are really focused on electing pro-equality candidates. You know, we are very focused on making sure that we re-elect the governor so that we can, like you mentioned, like LGBTQ plus stars have been under attack, and for some reason they feel it's okay to attack kids, and specifically transgender kids. And Governor Evers has protected the kids this year with his veto pen and with his threat to veto. So this election, HRC is all out to turn out our equality voters and people who care about equality for LGBTQ plus people.
And I want to get to where we are, because there was some news yesterday as far as where we are with the Marriage Equality Act. And we had Senator Baldwin on Wednesday, who obviously is the author of that bill. But I want to jump ahead, because I was going to ask this, but as you just said, the attacks specifically on trans youth, because there's data that shows and polling that shows 73% of Wisconsinites support the Marriage Equality Act. Do we have polling on other, like public polling and public opinion polling on other thoughts as far as beyond marriage? I'm going to call them out because why not? We have new lawsuits, it feels like once a month, from the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, that under the bad faith argument of the First Amendment is making these, they put out reports, they make lawsuits as far as different communities that are trying to be more inclusive, but saying that is somehow impeding on religious rights or something like that. And so obviously we know what their agenda is, but the actual public opinion polling, how does that, like, do we have any information of how the public actually feels when they hear these attacks?
What I can say is that, you know, the majority of Americans, like, I mean, these attacks, like, on schools and on kids, I mean, people are concerned about, that's not what they're focused on. You know, they're focused on their, you know, the economy, you know, their rights, and they want people to be able to live, you know, have their rights, you know, be able to go to school and not have to worry about being attacked. I mean, majority of Americans support LGBTQ plus rights. You know, you can look at every community represented, and the LGBTQ plus community is represented, no matter, you know, whether you're come from a Christian background, whether you're, you know, no matter what race, ethnicity, you know, LGBTQ plus people are everywhere. And the more and more people, you know, we see, you know, people are more and more supportive of, you know, the LGBTQ plus community and having those rights. So it's just, you know, it's like we've really evolved and really come a long way. And I mean, the example is, like you said, you know, 73% of people in Wisconsin support the Respect for Marriage Act.
Yeah, and that's because I always don't know as I live in my own echo chamber, as often as a lot of us do, we live, I'm from Madison, I live in Milwaukee, in between I lived in New York, LA, and San Francisco, and so the communities I have lived in have been very open-minded in a lot of ways, and so I always don't know how to do the litmus test of when you get outside of more liberal areas of how these issues translate, but my gut instinct is exactly what you said, is that we've moved, the culture has moved so far forward so quickly, and leading a lot of the way is kids and their ability to have the freedom to express themselves and figure out their identities and figure out their sexual orientations. And it's not the other kids that necessarily care about this stuff. It's parents putting their impressions and what they think and pushing that onto kids that are, then they're the ones who are still uncomfortable. But I digress.
No, I mean, it's that you see, you know, there's these, it's just like, you know, for example, Ron Johnson, you know, he, you know, while 73% of Wisconsinites support the Respect for Marriage Act, people, you know, it's like people like Johnson that just don't listen to their constituents. Like, they're out, you know, for their own purposes. And, you know, like, even, you know, we've learned earlier this year that attacking trans kids was actually part of the playbook to turn out conservative voters this year. And it's just like, I mean, that to me, that doesn't make any, I mean, that's just so immoral to just specifically attack kids. And so that's, they think that's a motivator for them, but we're, you know, more and more people are, you know, like, they just care about, like, people being, you know, like, being happy and just, like, really wanting to, you know, live their, people live their best lives. And, you know, like, their friends and family being able to get married and, you know, not have to worry about if somebody, you know, like, that they can't, their marriage isn't going to be respected. So it's really, you know, we've seen, you know, we have, you know, we're mobilizing equality voters across the state, across the country and the state to really turn out and support, you know, pro-equality candidates to fight against this legislation. You know, talking about schools, we have an amazing program called Welcoming Schools, which teaches in the schools, you know, anti-bullying and allyship and really making schools more welcoming for kids. And we do a lot of work with our municipalities. I think Eliza mentioned this last time, is we do a lot of work with our municipalities to make them more welcoming. And people are very accepting of these changes and making their communities more accepting and more welcoming.
And so speaking of leveraging the power of equality voters, I know that's a lot of the work that the Human Rights Campaign in Wisconsin is doing. And so as far as, I think, probably most obvious of who you, the organization has endorsed in Wisconsin is Mandela Barnes and Governor Tony Evers. But what are you looking for as far as more of the down ballot candidates when you choose to endorse people for state Senate or people for state assembly?
Well, we are very much about supporting, you know, candidates who are going to support, you know, LGBTQ issues. We also are making sure that we are doing our part to make sure that we're protecting Governor Evers' veto and making sure we're sending every, you know, every pro-equality senator back to the legislature as well as the same in the assembly. Because to us, the governor's veto has been a lifesaver for our community and making sure that, you know, we continue to have the rights and continue to fight for the rights for the LGBTQ plus community, no matter what age. I mean, ideally, you know, we'd love to have the majority where we can pass expanded non-discrimination laws and, you know, things like that. But right now we're just working to just fight off that legislation. So yeah, that's how we've made our decisions. We're like electing pro-equality candidates who are also going to help us protect Governor Evers' veto.
And that's actually interesting because I think so often, especially right now, we hear a lot of headlines with the Protect the Respect for Marriage Act, which is meant to do exactly that, is to codify everyone has their right to get married. But looking beyond that big piece of legislation, what are some of the other, like you said, in Wisconsin, maybe it's not going to be possible because we have a gerrymandered legislature, but what are the other campaigns or issues that, as an organization you work on, but maybe not be top of mind as far as this is the next step as far as securing rights for LGBTQ plus kids and adults?
Yeah, so in Wisconsin, Wisconsin actually was one of the first states to pass a non-discrimination law, but that only covered sexual orientation. Unfortunately, we were one of the last states to expand that non-discrimination law to include gender identity. So we, you know, that's definitely a big goal of ours. Governor Evers was, you know, is one of the most pro-equality governors we've had, because like one of the first, the very first thing he did was expand non-discrimination policies for state employees. You know, so because the state hasn't been doing, been able to expand non-discrimination, we're doing that at the local levels as well. And, you know, having these little pockets of protections for LGBTQ plus people. We're also looking to, you know, of course, prohibit conversion therapy, which is a harmful, horrible act that tries to get people to change their identity, change who they are. And so that's another goal that we have.
Yeah, and that was one of the threats that Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty tried to make, right? Was it in La Crosse that there is a city they voted on banning conversion therapy, and then our good friends at Will tried to come in and say, you can't do that. And so is there an update there as far as what happened in La Crosse?
Last I heard, I think the last I heard is that they voted to pass the amended bill, I believe. But don't quote me on that.
That's one of those things. This is the thing with live radio sometimes. You're like, I know I have a nugget of something that happened, but I don't have the updated information. So we will find that and provide that. Yeah. well, we want to keep you through the break and continue talking about the work that is happening in Wisconsin and how other people can get involved if they consider themselves an equality voter. But our guest for this last 15 minutes and for the next rest of the half hour is Wendy Strout, who is the Wisconsin State Director for Human Rights Campaign. We're going to take a break, but stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin, and I'm Kristen Bry. Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Our guest is Wendy Strout, who is the Wisconsin State Director for the Human Rights Campaign. And we're talking about elections and actions that the staff is doing of how we're going to get people out to vote. And so what are some of the activities and campaigns that you have running for the next 2 months?
Yeah, so I have staff on the ground across the state, and we are we're working to, we're getting volunteers to go canvass with our endorsed candidates. We are working with the party on some of the endorsed candidates that we have supported and making sure that we're turning out voters. We're also doing phone banks every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, where people can join from wherever they are. And we are calling our quality voters to make sure that they are turning out and that they know that this election is crucial to equality, for LGBTQ plus equality. And then we're, you know, I don't know if you know, but along with LGBTQ plus issues, democracy is also on the line this election. Don't know if you knew that, yeah. But we're doing a series of trainings across the state as well, where we are just doing that hands-on, like, how can you save a democracy, and training volunteers. We've got a couple going on this week in Rock County and in La Crosse, and we'll be doing several of those over the next few weeks, and just really making sure that people know what they can do to protect democracy And so we're just engaging our members and our voter and our quality voters across the state and making sure that they know what's at stake and that they're not just turning themselves out to vote, but that they're bringing people with them to the polls.
Wendy, I'm curious, with your training for people who are canvassing, is there a special module just on dealing with yelly people?
With the what people?
With people who yell.
The yelly people. Tell them just to walk away and thank you. That is a very good question. But we're all about, like, okay, well, let's just walk away. We don't like to put our people in harm's way. So we really are to say, just walk away.
You do not have to engage.
That can be an issue.
Well, yeah, we've talked to candidates. I think the idea of canvassing or even phone banking for a lot of people is incredibly intimidating because talking to strangers feels... I talk for a living, and sometimes I have moments where I was like, I don't want to go. What if they don't want to talk to me? What if there's a bad interaction? And so empowering people to feel like they can have these conversations and know that some of them are going to go badly. You're not going to change everyone's mind. You're not going to recruit new people. But the more you do it, the better you get at it, the more comfortable you get doing it, and the more likely you're probably going to be able to get more people who want to be involved and do it with you. Because, yeah, it can be really scary to talk to people about things, especially when there's a chance that they're not going to share the same politics as you. But so often, it's only through actual conversation, either on the phone or face-to-face, that people start to see a different point of view. You may not change their mind, but you're certainly, it's certainly a higher chance of conversion. That's not the right word that I wanted to use, but getting further through a face-to-face conversation now that we can have them than a Facebook comment section.
Yeah, and it's very much about changing hearts and minds, and that is not an overnight process. But the good thing about joining us for phone banking is we're calling equality voters. We're calling people who have been identified as supporters of LGBTQ+ equality. And they just need to know, how important this election is, and that they, you know, it's up to them to turn out and vote. So they're a lot more friendlier conversations. They're not going to be people that are be like, oh gosh, no, I hate HRC, or no, I don't like, you know, I'm not a fan of LGBTQ+ people. These are people that are equality voters. It's just important for us to make sure that they turn out, because, you know, Human Rights Campaign is a great messenger. For people who support equality.
And so how do you identify those, like, how are those equality voters identified as far as voter roles, and is it something that they've signed up for or they've opted in, or is it because of their involvement in other organizations?
It's modeling. Like, so for those who don't know, like, there's some modeling that goes with, you know, likely voters, people who support equality, support different issues. That's all like the data side, it's more about modeling on who are the likely equality voters.
Oh, that's not, it's always the data side of these things that it's are like, so fascinating, because there's so much data in the world, but understanding how people can get identified and trying to incorporate, you know, the right types of people so you optimize your time the best. And so it's so interesting. When you said equality voters that we're only reaching out to them, I was like, well, how do you know?
Yeah, that is not the data that I deal with, but it's like, I just, you know, but it's a very good model, and HRC has been using that model for several years since I've been on board.
So for anyone who's listening who would like to either get involved and help canvass or help phone bank or wants to self-identify as an equality voter, where can they get more information?
So you can learn all of our activities at hrc.im/mobilize. Or we are on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just go to all three of those platforms and look up HRC Wisconsin, and you will find us. As you had our digital organizer on last month, we're very active on there and very responsive. And look for our Talking Point Tuesday. We have a Talking Point Tuesday where it educates people about different topics that you can share with your family and friends.
I will say this because Joe mentioned it earlier in the show. I got married a month ago, and I'm pretty sure it was Eliza who tweeted it out. She retweeted my wedding photo, and she said she is beauty, she is grace. We're still just mad that she's not. She says she's straight, and I was like, thanks, Eliza. And I wanted to be like, I'm like a 2 on the Kinsey scale. Let's be honest.
So, I know.
She's great. The work you do, she does. Everything you are doing at Human Rights Campaign is so important. Thank you for all of the work that you do. Come back anytime on our show. Obviously, the work will not stop after the election is over, and there will be more campaigns and more things to work on as far as at the local level, at the state level, at the federal level. So thank you so much, Wendy Strout, who is the Wisconsin State Director for the Human Rights Campaign, and have a great weekend. All right, this
is As Goes. Have a great day.
This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll take a break and we'll be right back.